Nearly 8 years after he was convicted of covering up clergy sex abuse, Monsignor William Lynn is set to face a familiar but unwelcome sight, a Philadelphia jury. Next week, city prosecutors will begin retrying him on felony child endangerment charges after Lynn appealed and won. WHYY's Aaron Mozell reports people have mixed feelings about the high-profile case.
Lynn's 2012 conviction was a big deal. For the first time ever, a U.S. Catholic Church official was found guilty of covering up clergy sex abuse, not committing it. Here's former Philadelphia District Attorney Seth Williams after the landmark verdict.
What happened here was unspeakable. People knew that these were predators, but were much more concerned with the institution than the victims of sexual assault.
Prosecutors said Lynn recommended the Archdiocese of Philadelphia transfer a priest who had been credibly accused of abusing children to a new parish in northeast Philly, and that after arriving at St. Jerome's, that priest sexually molested a 10-year-old altar boy. Lynn appealed. His legal team argued the jury was prejudiced by hearing hours of testimony about alleged abuse within the Archdiocese, much of which came before Lynn was a supervisor. In 2016, the state's high court agreed, making Lynn a free man. By then, he had served nearly 3 years of his 3 to 6 year prison sentence, which has some legal experts questioning why the district attorney's office is retrying Lynn.
Other than just pure vengeance, I don't see any reason for doing this.
George Perry is a former federal prosecutor. He says even if Lynn is convicted again, he's unlikely to get more than a few additional months behind bars, if he's jailed at all.
It's time for them to take their foot off his throat and let him go back to breathing and getting on with his life.
Survivors of clergy sex abuse couldn't disagree more. They say this trial isn't about securing another long prison sentence, but about getting justice for victims, many of whom have struggled privately for decades. Mark McDonald leads the Philadelphia chapter of SNAP, the survivors network of those abused by priests. A priest sexually assaulted him when he was in elementary school.
Number one thing that is so important to survivors and a survivor like myself is validation. It is important for us that we have a seal on this happened. They're responsible for it. They need to be held accountable for it. In a survivor's eyes, that's a victory.
Survivors also want a conviction to send a clear message to the Archdiocese of Philadelphia and the rest of the Catholic Church, says Marcy Hamilton, CEO of Child USA, a think tank that fights child abuse and neglect.
None of the archdiocese at this point have the gold standard for child protection. So what I hope this does is send yet another message that you need to get your act together and children need to be your highest priority.
Lynn's first trial took 3 months. A good chunk of that was spent detailing all those historical examples of abuse. Next week's trial will be much shorter, a month at most. After a lot of legal wrangling, prosecutors will only be able to present 3 examples of what the law calls prior bad acts. The first trial contained nearly 24 of them. There also won't be a whole lot of live testimony. Most notably, the victim who was allegedly abused at St. Jerome's isn't slated to take the witness stand. He did the first time around. A spokesman with the Archdiocese declined comment. A judge has issued a gag order barring attorneys from talking to reporters about the case. Aaron Mozell, WHYY News.